We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
Deep policy concerns. I think that is what this is really about.
Nothing was ever said to John Bolton.
This is why we think the testimony should be public.
Quid pro quo alone is not a basis for abuse of power.
They have now put the bar for impeachment so low that every future president will have to be looking over their shoulder.
I hope I've demonstrated I can take a punch. And if I'm one nominee, he's going to understand what punches mean.
Get your facts right.
Joe Biden is a tough guy.
I'm scared.
He's going to punch. He's going to punch Donald Trump right in the big orange nose.
Behind the gym.
Yeah, right, taking him behind the gym.
Yeah.
Or the barn. Or wherever they went to school.
Well, you think it's a barn.
I'm pretty
sure it's
a gym. Yeah. Good Tuesday morning to you. Happy you're with us this morning. Just a little warning. I went outside this morning, thought it was sprinkling, and there was a light coating of ice on my window.
It sure was.
So I didn't detect any slippery surfaces, but just so you know, you might have a little delay when you get to the car if you park outside. No doubt.
I don't park outside.
I know.
So I didn't notice.
I do.
A little bit of rain.
I'm just warning people.
Yeah.
I'm just warning people.
Sat there for a couple minutes.
Just so you know, prepare to get the old scraper out, or go out and, if you live in the city, start the car ahead of time and just run the risk that somebody's going to drive off.
And then order your Uber because
right,
you won't
because
have a
you
car
have a
when
car.
You go back.
I mean, it's possible. That could be something that you face today.
Yes.
You never
start the
know.
Car for the criminals and then just get on your little app and get yourself a ride.
There you go.
Yeah. Boy, the Kobe Bryant story is sounding more and more like just pilot error in heavy fog, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The more I hear about it, they said the helicopter was still traveling at almost 200 miles an hour when the guy took a sharp left turn into the side of that mountain.
Oh.
That's just...
It is just tragic.
Frightening. It really is.
Well, and the fact that other things had been grounded, I don't know. Why did it take off? Why were they given the permission to take off when they had already grounded all the police helicopters were grounded and were they already in the air before they found out that the other helicopters weren't allowed to go out?
I don't know.
I don't know the timeline.
Most of those pilots are pretty sure of the weather before they take off.
Oh, sure.
But they said that this particular pilot had been his pilot many times. He was the guy that flew him to his final game when he played for the Lakers, and somebody was quoted as saying, if you were going to fly in that weather, this is the guy you'd want at the control. So in other words, it was so bad that if you didn't have somebody that had 8,000 hours of experience, you shouldn't have been up there. So clearly they knew when they took off that it was a little risky. Oh. I didn't realize that the place they were going was 90 miles away from his house. I got the impression it was just another suburb of L.A., and maybe it is. But it was literally almost 100 miles away from his house. Would have taken him a couple hours by car to get there.
Yeah.
Which is obviously what they were trying to avoid.
Well, that's just how he traveled, right?
Right. I mean, he'd been doing that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that story continues to make headlines this morning. Along with I've got a crush again this morning, I just have to say.
Sweet.
Pam Bondi. Whoo. Man alive, she took down Hunter and Joe Biden yesterday with a case that any prosecutor would be proud to make in a courtroom across America. She laid out the details. She laid out the facts on Burisma, the connections, as we've been pointing out on this show, between Joe Biden and his son miraculously showing up at the same time dad did in these foreign countries and walking away with million-dollar contracts here and billion-dollar contracts there as he did in China. This thing stunk to high heaven. And I'm so glad that Bondi pointed this out yesterday. And what I said to some folks on Facebook last night on our friend Keith Antone's webpage is that if you believe Donald Trump is guilty of what you're accusing him of, then Joe Biden should already be in jail. If you believe he's guilty of quid pro quo because he had some motive other than the best interests of the United States in mind, as in the enrichment of himself or his family, Joe Biden should already be behind bars. If that's an impeachable offense or a prosecutorial offense, then that's what should happen. It's just Bondi made it as plain as the nose on your face. I thought she and Dershowitz and Sekulo and all of them did a fantastic job yesterday. And what I want to know is, how disappointed are the voters in Utah that they put Mitt Romney, who's not just a rhino, he's a liberal. He is. There's no doubt about it. He's talking about how there have to be witnesses and he's going to vote again. I mean, but now there's a Democratic senator who might be ready to vote with the Republicans. We're going to talk about all of this morning. Maybe he wipes out Mitt Romney's vote and votes to avoid witnesses because that was the job of the House. And here we go again. We're going to hear from Dave Ray a little later. Some big changes approved yesterday by the Supreme Court with regards to immigration and who's let in and who can stay and who can apply for citizenship and all of this stuff. A huge decision by the Supreme Court. We're going to get Dave Ray from the Federation for American Immigration Reform on here at about 6:22 this morning.
Donald Trump used to recite a poem about a woman who took a dying snake into her house and nursed it back to health. The snake did become healthy and then immediately whipped around and bit the woman. As she breathed her last breaths, the woman asked the snake, "Why did you do this?" "Well, because I'm a snake," was the reply. "That's what we do." All of which somehow reminds us of disgraced former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republicans in Washington tonight seem shocked to discover that Bolton has turned and betrayed his former boss, Donald Trump. But they shouldn't be shocked. That's who John Bolton is. That's who John Bolton has always been. That's what John Bolton does.
Yeah, so John Bolton is a darling of the left these days. Even had a friend yesterday who identifies as a Democrat right now tell me, "Oh, that I think I really like this John Bolton," because they think Bolton is giving them what they need here to demand witnesses. Bolton is selling a book, bottom line. And as we've talked about many, many, many times, this president or any president might have a lot of various reasons or discussions with their security advisors and their staff members at the White House. That's number one, protected information. But number two, just because you have a discussion with somebody about something, just because Donald Trump went to his personal attorney at some point and discussed firing Rod Rosenstein, but never did it, doesn't matter. That's why those conversations are privileged. If you go to an attorney today to have a conversation with him about a legal matter in your life, you might discuss a lot of things in that office. If none of them result in any action on your behalf or his behalf, that's privileged communication. That's what it is. And whatever conversations Trump may or may not have had with Bolton, he denies having this conversation, it was privileged. So at the end of the day, there's no what Donald the claims John Bolton makes, who is a disgruntled employee who's angry over how he was fired, and Trump admitted that that was on him. His claim is no more evidence than anything else we've heard by Maxine Waters or anyone else at this point. I thought Pam Bondi did a fantastic job yesterday, though, presenting the Hunter Biden side of this case. Listen in.
The next day, the Washington Post ran a story about it. It said, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. Again, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. And the media didn't stop asking questions here. It kept going. Here's ABC.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year.
Here's more from ABC. Continued on.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
This video shows Chinese diplomats greeting Vice President Biden as he arrived in Beijing in December of 2013. Right by his side, his son Hunter. Less than 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm had new business, creating an investment fund in China involving the government-controlled Bank of China, with reports they hope to raise $1.5 billion.
There you have it. Bondi would present her evidence and then back it up with, wow, a report by ABC News using the mainstream media there to make her case about what happened with the Bidens. Tricia brought this up earlier. Why are the president's defense members on the floor of the Senate talking about Hunter and Joe Biden? What's that got to do with any of this? Well, as Bondi pointed out in her intro, during the 24 hours the Democrats were given to present their case, they brought up Hunter or Joe Biden's name or Burisma a combined total of 400 times. 400 times. They wanted you to believe 400 times that Joe and Hunter Biden had no role in this, had done nothing wrong. But you just heard what they did wrong. The Hunter Biden and the Bidens were enriching themselves directly from their father's authoritative power as Vice President of the United States. That matters. That's corruption. That should be investigated here and in the Ukraine. So that's their point. And yet, it's not okay to think that way, apparently, according to the left.
They're human values that are shared around the world. And frankly, part of our strategic edge is that we stand for those things. But it only works if we're authentically living up to them. And that starts right at home. Because how can we be a force for stability and human rights and democracy and freedom abroad if our own president is echoing the vocabulary of dictators?
Stop. Why is Fox News putting this guy on the air for an hour? Pete Buttigieg, answer that question for me, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining me this morning. And Jesse, I'm guessing, I'm just speculating here, that you had the same reaction I did. Why did Fox News feel compelled to give Pete Buttigieg an hour of broadcast time?
My goodness, what a waste of, that's what, an hour of brain cells that got dissolved that I'll never get back. You know, it's really horrific to have to put up with some of the imbeciles that are on the opponent's side, I should suggest. You know, these Democrat candidates really just don't offer us anything, and it frustrates me to see them continually get this airtime as if this is the new normal. This is not what Americans want. Americans are center left. I'm sorry, are not center left. They are center right. They believe in democracy. They believe in this republic. They do not believe in the socialist ideals that the Democratic Party is pushing. And even if you're center left, you're not a socialist. And Pete Buttigieg gets up there and tells a woman that says, where is our field for people who don't support abortion? He says, you must leave the Democratic Party. My goodness. That to me was ridiculous. He says abortion up to the point of birth. And I just was kind of aghast. It tells me that there's no sense in their nonsense.
Go ahead and play cut 49, please.
I support the position of my party that this kind of medical care needs to be available to everyone. And I support the Roe versus Wade framework that holds that early in pregnancy, there are very few restrictions, and late in pregnancy, there are very few exceptions. And again, the best I can offer is that we may disagree on that very important issue, and hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
I've never thought of murder as medical care, but clearly Pete Buttigieg has a different definition.
Yes, exactly. To suggest that medical care for who? The baby? That because that is not medical care for the baby that is getting ready to be born. I mean, we have unequivocal evidence now, scientific evidence, that I had even seen a woman who had a miscarriage, and the doctor said, would you like to see your baby? And it was, I think, a 16-week, maybe 18-week baby, fully formed. Fully formed. Now, tiny might it be, but it was fully formed. She showed the photo of the baby on her chest because she buried him and named him. It's just kind of nauseam. This is not the era of 60 years ago, 80 years ago. And I want people to understand, Roe v. Wade has become the law of the land. If you reverse Roe v. Wade, guess what? States still have the option of keeping it legal or not. It doesn't across the board make it illegal. And that's the nonsensical logic that some of the left are so horrified by Roe v. Wade not being across the board, across the United States available, that they're failing to recognize this is a states' rights issue. We know there's places like Washington, D.C., where per capita they have one of the highest abortion rates. Right here in the city that I lived in, New York City, you go into California, same thing. Very high abortion rates. But there are states out there that have actually practiced and value life that discourage this and encourage options for women. But to suggest that women are going to have backroom abortions or coat hangers and all of this is ludicrous because it would not make it across the board illegal. Now, people who are pro-life, like myself, I am a Catholic, don't necessarily want to see it even legal in other states. But here's what it boils down to with people. It doesn't matter what the law of the land is. You have a choice to not have an abortion. You have a choice to live a life that you believe is moral and just in God's eyes. So regardless of laws, you can live by that light. And when I hear Buttigieg saying that he supports his party and basically told this woman to no longer be a Democrat, I was aghast.
I know. Jesse Jane, apparently the New York Times is now in love with John Bolton. I want to cover this before I run out of time this morning.
Oh, yes.
They hated the guy for the past 25 years. Suddenly he's a darling of the left, and I don't trust most of what comes out of the Times anyway. But this is very much a he said situation. And lo and behold, the guy's trying to get pre-sales of his book bumped up, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I don't know what the agenda is for John Bolton until we hear from John Bolton. In fairness to him, the New York Times, like you know, is a sleaze bucket of opportunity to degrade this president. You also have CNN that came out very quickly with this, and they're trying to justify it. I will say, all I heard was what the president may have desired or wanted. The president tweeted out he never said that, number one. Number two, you can't impeach somebody for what they may want or desire or have a discussion on. It's the actions in which the president is being evaluated for impeachment. So this is, again, another hot air balloon going up and getting people riled up and excited. We have evidence. No, you don't. You have a you have the suggestion from a leak from the New York Times that the president desired or wanted or was on the road to or wanted to do something. But the fact is, it didn't happen. If it didn't happen, you can't impeach people on desires and thoughts, because every president would have been impeached by this time.
Yeah, they're going to try. That's for sure. Jesse Jane, our segments are always too short, but I love having you on. Thank you.
Have a great week, motivators, and take the hill.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Here come the dancers, one by one.
Deep policy concerns, and I think that is what this is really about, is deep policy concerns, deep policy differences. But we live in a constitutional republic where you have deep policy concerns and deep differences. That should not be the basis of an impeachment.
Yeah, Alan Dershowitz spent a lot of time on that yesterday in testimony, in case you missed it. Pam Bondi, I thought, did a great job. That was Jay Sekulow. But Dershowitz made a very compelling argument. And here's the thing about it. He voted for Hillary Clinton. That's the thing that all of these Democrats up there need to remember. They now love John Bolton, who they used to hate, and they now hate Alan Dershowitz, who they used to love. Just so you're following the script here.
It's all getting so confusing.
It really is. Politics making for some strange bedfellows. Listen to Cut 28 from the Harvard professor, Alan Dershowitz.
I stand against the application and misapplication of the constitutional criteria in every case and against any president without regard to whether I support his or her parties or policies. I would be making the very same constitutional argument had Hillary Clinton, for whom I voted, been elected and had a Republican House voted to impeach her on these unconstitutional grounds.
Now, that's as plain as you can make it, that what he's saying is here, I voted for her. If she was president and the Republicans controlled the House and were doing the same thing, I'd be making the same argument. The grounds upon which you were trying to impeach do not meet the standards set by the founders. And so what are they doing on MSNBC when all this is going on, or NBC or the mainstream media? They're making fun of Alan Dershowitz's hair. Go to cut 32. This is John Dean.
It's amazing when you lose your hair what happens. But he clearly says he's been studying and he's changed his mind. He's 180 degrees away from where he was.
So what they did was they went back and they found some argument Dershowitz had made during the Clinton case or something like that, and trying to argue that he's changed his mind suddenly about what's impeachable. Bill Clinton was found guilty of perjury. Same thing Mike Flynn might go to jail for. A completely different set of circumstances in the Clinton case. But I just think that whole thing is fascinating. You know, I loved it when we had Jesse Jane Duff on, and she's referring back to that surreal experience the other night on Fox News, where they have, of all people, Pete Buttigieg on for a full hour of broadcast excellence. Can you imagine 1 hour in a town hall filled with Democrats and Mike Wallace? Chris Wallace, mm-hmm. Sorry, his late father I bring up there. So... In that, if you missed it, there was a Democrat who was pro-life who stood up and interacted with Buttigieg. We talked about it there with Jesse Jane. I played the bite where she said, I'm a pro-life Democrat. The platform of our party now says I'm no longer welcome in the party. And not only would Buttigieg not disagree with her, he basically said, get the hell out. I'm sorry. As much as I'd love to have your vote, I stand with our party that you should be able to have abortion up to and including the day the child is born. Shocking to me, right? And the lady involved there is a lady named Kristen Day. And kudos here to Annie Fry from the Annie Fry Show, Noon to Three. She was able to reach out and find Kristen Day and get her on her program. And you know that Annie and I share our passion for being pro-life and against abortion. And I thought I would. I just wanted you to hear this this interaction between Annie and the Democrat who was questioning Pete Buttigieg the other night. Listen,
the privilege of being a wanted child, or the privilege, right, or the lack of privilege that exists for a child who gets to be expendable. To me, that just screams at the core of what that bleeding heart liberal should want to defend, is to help the helpless, the truly helpless life inside of that mother's womb. I've had three children myself. I've had a miscarriage.
Yep.
Where is the compassion that bleeding heart liberal progressives are? I mean, that's the thing about them that I love the most. I wish conservatives would be more compassionate the way progressives are, and I wish progressives would be a little more pragmatic like conservatives are. Where's the compassion?
Oh, you just said that. That was very well said. And you hit the nail on the head. Yes. The Democratic Party taking this position goes against what their philosophy is in helping the hopeless and the vulnerable and those in need. And yet this tiny baby who did nothing wrong, we have no problem just saying you're not worthy and your life isn't worth it.
Wow. That's powerful stuff. Folks, Kristen Day is a Democrat who feels abandoned by her own party. Her own party's told her, because your point of view on protecting innocent life doesn't agree with ours, we think it should be aborted at will up till 9 months, get out. We're not interested in you. There's not a Democrat running that would agree with Kristen Day. They all agree with Governor Blackface Northam in Virginia. That's shocking. Do you not think there aren't scores? Do you not think there aren't an army of Kristen Days across this country who are looking at their party saying, if I vote for Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden for that matter, and they get to appoint somebody to the Supreme Court, did they reflect my point of view on life or anything for that matter? These are the Democrats who, while they may be turned off of Donald Trump for some reason, they identify with a lot of the conservative principles that you and I do. I would argue these folks, the Kristen Day Democrats of this country, are not going to vote in November of 2020. If that's their option, they may not be able to pull the lever for Donald Trump, but they're also not pulling the lever for an abortion-loving lefty like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Amy Klobuchar. Just go down the list. Name me one that doesn't agree with that. There aren't any. So I love that she brought that up. And I want to point this out. Yesterday I had Mark Carter, St. Louis County Council member from District 7, on. And, he pointed out to me that at today's council meeting, and, you know, this is going to be a big deal today. They're going to talk about some weighty issues, but among them, whether or not the county should get rid of its vagrancy ordinance. There's a Democrat, Lisa Clancy, on the council who has introduced and already gotten the first vote to eliminate the county's vagrancy ordinance. They want to single-handedly turn St. Louis County into San Francisco or L.A., where homeless people are laying outside of every business and they can go to the bathroom wherever they want, and there's nothing in the law that police can do to them. They want to eliminate all of that in the name of social justice. Here's what should be interesting. At tonight's meeting, Mark Carter and Tim Fitch and Ernie Trakas are going to introduce this resolution. Whereas the National March for Life, the annual rally to protest the practice of abortion, promote the value of human life, and advocate on behalf of unborn children, held its 47th march on January 24th, 2020, and he goes on to praise the March for Life. It is a resolution praising the residents of the St. Louis area who traveled, ranging in ages from 7 to 94, to Washington, D.C. to support life. It is a resolution praising people who went to the March for Life from the St. Louis region. This resolution will be voted down by the four Democrats on the St. Louis County Council. The three Republicans have introduced it, and they're asked to vote on pro-LGBTQ resolutions and everything else that comes down the pike. But the Democrats will not approve this resolution tonight. Mark my words. The council meeting's at 6:30 in Clayton. If you feel strongly about it, show up down there. Let them know that you support this and you're against getting rid of vagrancy laws in St. Louis County.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.